This is Agribusiness Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by Wyffels Hybrids. I'm Mark Magnuson. Farm bill challenges will not go away in 2025 if Congress has to punt again on the top farming legislation. That is according to American Farm Bureau Director of Government Affairs Joe Gilson. We will hear more from Gilson next.
At Wyffels Hybrids, we like to speak in metaphors. For example, when it's seed decision time and you're at that fork in the road and time is money, you might want to choose a partner that's a little more underdog, a little more David than Goliath, because you deserve a family-owned company that marches to the beat of their own drum, whose product lineup and customer service is the whole enchilada, the whole ball of wax, the whole kit and caboodle. Wyffels Hybrids. Plant your independence.
If Congress is forced to once again extend the 2018 Farm Bill another year, there will still be hurdles that remain in 2025, says American Farm Bureau Director of Government Affairs Joe Gilson.
The next Congress is going to be a lot of challenges, from the debt ceiling to the expiration of various different tax issues.
A lot will also depend on what the budget will look like for a new Farm Bill. As for the political landscape,
you need 60 votes in the Senate. And I don't think anything that I've been looking at into the election gives anybody 60 votes in the Senate. So we're going to have a bipartisan agreement at some point.
Better now than continuing the uncertainty with another one-year extension of an outdated farm bill and losing time seating new lawmakers who may have no farm bill experience. Gilson says that farmers' livelihoods are on the line.
We want to be able to have them farm next year, and they're starting to make financial decisions alongside their lenders. And that uncertainty that is created is definitely, we have a lot of question marks from farmers saying, you know, what is Congress doing? What is the Farm Bureau doing to provide that robust farm safety net?
Those questions might not be answered until well into the new year. For more on this story, you can visit our website at iowaagnet.com. While you're there, don't forget to sign up for our newsletter that delivers those five daily stories to your inbox each day. Also, don't forget to check out the podcast tab where you can find the latest episode of Iowa Ag Matters. You've been listening to Agribusiness Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, where Iowa Ag Matters.